Look out from the top of Skinner Butte. What do you see? The city of Eugene is nestled in the valley below. The Cascade foothills rise in the east, and the clouds, sun, and moon slowly pass above your head. Since time immemorial, Skinner Butte has been an important place to observe both the land and sky. Professor and historian Dr. David Lewis explains the role of Skinner Butte for the Kalapuya and other indigenous nations in the region.
We think that the Skinner Butte was originally Yapoa as a place name. Likely, the buttes were ceremonial places where people would go to the top of and pray and have ceremony and meetings. They're closer to the sky, which was a very sacred place.
The butte and high places were also refuges for the people from the annual flooding and swaling of the valley. What is now downtown Eugene was wetlands before the settlers of the 1850s began making changes to control the flooding water. The Kalapuyans near Yapoa recommended that Eugene Skinner build his cabin on the butte in 1847 to avoid these seasonal floods. In the late 1800s, the University of Oregon also set their sights on Skinner Butte as a place to gather and study the sky. Professor Joseph Fennickel from the University of Akron's Surveying and Mapping Program tells the story of the university's important but ill-fated observatory.
Astronomy was always strong at the University of Oregon, and they wanted to back it up with a world-class observatory and equipment. The observatory itself was built in November of 1888. So why was the observatory built on Skinner Butte? Obviously, the topographic features of being the high point for an observatory itself, it was a fitting location to see the stars. The initial intent was to have students study the various celestial bodies and their positions. However, the constant rain and the gloomy skies rendered the observatory almost useless. Even though the observatory did not fulfill the original intention to the students at the University of Oregon, it did provide useful for scientific studies. In May of 1894, the observatory was used by the United States Geological Surveyor Samuel Stinson Gannett to establish the basis for all of the geodetic control in Southwest Oregon. Geodetic control establishes very high accuracy latitude and longitude and ultimately coordinate positions for government surveyors to work off of to create the federal maps and basis of all surveys in the area. Surveyor Gannett precisely determined the latitude for 10 nights from 34 different pairs of stars. He then calculated the longitude by running a telegraph cable from the nearby train station at the base of the hill. This telegraph line was connected with another observatory in San Francisco, and the time difference of the passing stars between the two observatories calculated the longitude. You're very fortunate to have his work in your area. At 33 years old, he was a genius. I mean, his mathematical computational skills were out of this world. He didn't have the computers and the calculators, any of that stuff we have today. Some of his surveys across the United States have been deemed to be the most scientifically accurate surveys ever. And even to this day, if we measure it with modern surveying equipment, the accuracies are just phenomenal. That's pretty neat. The instruments themselves were stolen in 1897, and ever after that, the building fell in disrepair. What happened to the observatory? Unfortunately, the demise was when it caught fire on May 12th of 1905. And the following morning, it was finished off with dynamite to put out the fire and destroy the building.
To learn more, look for Dr. David Lewis's book, Tribal Histories of the Willamette Valley, and Professor Joseph Fennickel's article titled, University of Oregon's Astronomical Observatory and Samuel Stinson Gannett in The Oregon Surveyor. This project was created by the Sheldon McMurphy Johnson House Museum and was made possible in part by the National Endowment for the Humanities.